You were just listening to the Christmas portion of the Jesuit Mass of Peking, which alternates music of French composer Simon Boileau with that of Joseph-Marie Amiot, who was actually a French Jesuit missionary who spent much of his life in Beijing. In our performance, you heard members of 1821 Musique des Lumières, conducted by Jean-Christophe Frisch, along with various Chinese vocalists and instrumentalist. Quite a fascinating recording, and you heard it right here on WPRB. A beautiful setting of Cantate Domino of Italian composer Ignazio Donati. He lived from around 1575 until 1638. In our performance, members of Sacro e Profano were conducted by Marco Mencoboni. Music of Ignazio Donati. I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted by this evening. Again, my website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Later on in this hour, we will be hearing some gorgeous music from medieval Spain. However, before we get to that, let's go to some more medieval music. These are two short medieval songs for Christmas, as performed by the children's choir, Coro e Asso, and the women's choir, Discantus. We begin with The Lord is Born, and that will be followed by It Is Thus, music from the Middle Ages.
Padre fatto nomi uni, non mi si te si
You are listening to a pair of medieval songs for Christmas. We began with The Lord is Born, and that was followed by It Is Thus. In our performances, you heard the children's choir, Coro e Asso, and the women's choir, Dies Cantus, music from the Middle Ages. But we are going to move on now to a pair of selections by the Czech Baroque organist and composer Václav Karel Horan Rovensky, who lived from 1644 until 1718. We begin with Mary, Give Your Consent, and that will be followed by Rorate Celi, When Holy Prophets. In our performances, we hear soprano Hanna Blažíková, alto Kamila Shevchikova, and baritone Tomáš Král, along with members of Collegium Marianum, conducted by Jana Severadova. Once again, music of Czech composer Karel Horan Rovensky.
Thank you.
You were just listening to a pair of selections by the Czech Baroque organist and composer Václav Karel Holan Ravenský, who lived from 1644 until 1718. We began with Mary, Give Your Consent, and that was followed by Rarati Celi, When Holy Prophets. In our performances, you heard soprano Hanna Blažíková, alto Kamila Ševčíková, and baritone Tomáš Král, along with members of Collegium Marianum, conducted by Jana Semeradova. Once again, music of Czech composer Václav Karel Holan Rovensky, a superfine compact disc. But we are going to move on now to music by the Italian organist and composer Girolamo Cavazzoni, who lived from around 1525 until 1577 and worked in both Venice and Mantua. We are going to listen now to his Magnificat on the fourth tone. This will be performed by Stephen Farr on the organ of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, along with cantor Robert MacDonald. Once again, this is music by the Italian organist and composer Girolamo Cavazzoni.
Magnificat.
Thank you.
Music of the Italian organist and composer Gerolamo Cavazzoni, who lived from around 1525 until 1577. That was his Magnificat on the fourth tone, as performed by organist Stephen Farr on the organ of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, with cantor Robert MacDonald. Well, we are going to proceed now to some anonymous music from the Spanish Middle Ages. It has indeed been a Classical Discoveries tradition to present one of the Sabias from Spain as conducted by the early music guru, Jordi Savall. Well, this year, which is no exception, we are going to listen to another one of these. I've been playing these for 17 years and alternate them year after year after year, and they are indeed beautiful works. We are going to listen now to the Sabia Latina, which is from the 10th and 11th century. Although 1,000 years have passed since the time when we find the first traces of this music, which took shape at the very beginnings of our civilization, we must go much further back to around the end of the 6th century before Christ to find the first references to the Sibyls, those semi-divine beings who were able to foresee future events and who also possessed prophetic powers bestowed upon them by Apollo. It is not then very surprising that the early Christians retained the myth of the Sibyl, restoring it as an oracle for the second coming of Christ, for the last judgment, and the end of the world. There remains the question, though, of the liturgical period in which the presentation of this chant should be situated. Traditionally linked to the feasts of Christmas, it was in some places, notably in Barcelona, also performed during Holy Week, particularly on the night of Good Friday. Well, in our performance, Montserrat Figueres sings the song of Sibyl and joined by La Capella de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. We listen now to Sabia Latina, music from the 10th and 11th century, Spanish music from the Middle Ages.
Thank you.
You were just listening to some anonymous music from the Spanish Middle Ages. That was titled Sibilla Latina, and it was from the 10th and 11th centuries. In our performance, Montserrat Figueres sang the song of Sibyl, and joined by members of La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. Music from the Spanish Middle Ages.